escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I swear to God, on anything that you guys hold dear, this person says to me, they go, you know, if he doesn't beat Michigan again this year, I'm going to call for the guy to be fired. And a lot of other people are. And I go, I don't think that's going to happen at all. And then I thought about what Lima said. And I go, man, the national championship after beating Michigan, because before it was impossible to lose to Michigan. Even though, like, if you were a number, which is ridiculous about the old way, if they were, like, if you were number one and they were number two, or they were number, you were number two and they were number one, if you lost to Michigan, your season was over because it was too late in the year. It really shouldn't go that way.
Probably not.
If you're two good football teams, timing shouldn't matter. But then you went off and you won a national championship, and I go, man, if they lost to Michigan again, I think there'd be a lot of people who are sorely disappointed, but they would still probably be in the playoffs, and I don't think anybody would be calling for his ousting. And right, so because of that, has it taken some of the teeth out of that fight, out of that rivalry? The classic Buckeye fan would say, hell no, and I respect that, but if you're looking at the grand scheme of things, like, hey, if you lost to the Steelers twice and won the Super Bowl, would you give a bleep?
No. That, didn't we sweep Cincinnati when they went to the Super Bowl?
Yes, it's more professionalized in that sense than you'd ever really think. Doug LaMaurice joins us right now, the B-Gap, Ohio State Football with Bill and Doug on Substack. He joins us on the Fan Hotline. Doug, let me ask you that question. I mean, if they went out, they just won the national championship, they'd probably still be a playoff team. If they went out at the end of the season this year and somehow lost to Michigan again, like, yeah, I bet there'd be some fans who are mad in the moment, but I don't think anybody'd be seriously calling for Ryan Day's job.
Yeah, no, that whoever said that is wrong.
That was a media member, too. The media gets things wrong, you're telling me? No.
Yeah. Well, I don't, but I've heard other people do sometimes. Jim Tressel won a national championship in year two at Ohio State. Urban Meyer won it in year three. I think Woody won his first in year four. So, like, Ryan Day waiting to win the national championship, like, the greatest Ohio State coaches won a title before Ryan Day did. And when you don't have that, right? I mean, and this is my answer to everything Ohio State these days. The Michigan game is one thing, and then the national championship pursuit is another thing. And you've got to be good at one of them, right? You can't be failing at both. That's when people get really antsy. But, like, he has a ring now, and it just changes everything. It just you have this political capital that, of course, Ohio State fans demand to beat Michigan. But it's a completely different conversation than it was a year ago when he wasn't beating Michigan and hadn't won a national title. Now you have one, and it changes the whole feel of everything.
All right, Doug, I love getting your perspective on this. I don't remember when you first came to Cleveland journalism. Were you here in 2005 when Vince Young went to the Shoe?
It was the first game I ever covered as an Ohio State beat writer.
All right, perfect. So I was somewhere else, but this was the biggest game in my life. Like, it felt like the biggest game that that could be a regular season game. It's not a national championship game. It was the biggest game ever. And I remember message boards were in full effect. It was Ohio State, Texas, too. You know, Cadillac brands, even though Texas had been on hard times. But, you know, Jim Tressel had it cooking. And these two teams met. There was nothing cooler than to seeing their marching band, their colors, our uniforms, our stadium, and a night game. And it when they lost, and I remember because Ryan Hamby, I think, got death threats after that game. That was the advent of internet death threats. It was the biggest deal in the world. How big of a deal is this game coming up on Saturday at noon?
I don't think there's anybody who during the game is going to be like, oh, you know what, I don't know if this is that big of a deal, right? Like, that's the thing that I still hang, I think college football hangs its hat on, is while it's happening, building up to kickoff, people are going to be having an unbelievable time. But it's not going to be as punitive for the loser after the fact. Like, I'll be shocked if both these teams aren't in the playoff at the end of the year. So then what does that do to this game? I don't know. I want to watch it. I want to see them test themselves and think about, like, are these the two best teams in the country? So I think they're the most comparable. I think Texas is the best comparison for Ohio State in the country, just because of what football means in the state. You're the big state university, the resources that you have. They're the biggest athletic department budgets. Like, they're as big as it gets. And so these are huge games. And, you know, that Ohio State team in 05, James Laurinaitis just said it again this preseason. I've always thought it. I think it's very possible it's the best Ohio State team that I've seen in my 21 years of doing this. And they lost to Texas and Penn State, who were number two and number three, and then they didn't get a shot, right? So it's not an end-all be-all, but I think it's as good as college football can be in the moment for 3.5 hours on Saturday.
See, Doug, that's the thing. And so many of us, like, we've watched college football for a long time. Lyman and I are very in tune with it. You know, our boss is one of the biggest college, I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy voter as well. So, I mean, he's one of the biggest college football guys that will be in Cleveland radio. And we spend so much time complaining about the old ways to the new ways. And I still say, yeah, but you know what? They're still going to kick off at noon. And except for bitching about the time they kick off, people are just going to tune in and they're going to want to see college football. It's like every single thing they do that we think is like, man, we hate it. They just seem to fail upwards in the sport.
The ball's good, man. The ball is good. Obviously, it's changed. But to be in a world where one loss ruined your season and you had idiot pollsters trying to figure out who should play for a national championship, I think this world is so much better. And when anybody longs for the old days, I just, like, was your favorite thing about college football the way one loss ruined a team's season? It's like, oh, man, I loved it when my team was awesome and they lost one game and their season was ruined. And that was the thing I liked the most. It's like, really? That's what you liked the most? Didn't you like Ted Ginn Jr.? Didn't you like A.J. Hawk? Like, didn't you like all the great ball? So, and then you get the payoff at the end. Like, the four-game run in the playoff last year, for Ohio State to get to play and beat Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and Notre Dame, those are like four non-conference internet, you know, national matchups that it would take maybe a decade for Ohio State to play those games, and they played them in 6 weeks. So people do love to complain about college football, and it's college football's fault because they shoot themselves in the foot constantly, and then we get to Saturdays in the fall, and it's the best thing ever.
Doug LaMaurice joining us from Substack, the Ohio State football with Bill and Doug, the BGAV on Substack, joining us right now on the fan hotline. Jeremiah Smith, could he not catch a pass and still help Ohio State get past Texas? Because there's a lot of new guys on that Texas defense, and they could look at number four and go, we can't let that guy beat us, but it's always going to be a deep wide receiver room.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did last year. You know, like that game last year, Jeremiah Smith would be on one side of the field, and they'd play two-on-one against him, and then they'd play four DBs on three guys on the other side of the field. And that left Carnell Tate open. It let Emeka Buka make some plays. You know, the guys last year was a first-round corner, the best corner in the country probably, who was guarding Jeremiah Smith part of that game, Jahdae Barron. Andrew Makuba as a safety was over him a lot. He was a second-round pick. So those guys are gone for Texas. They're still good in the secondary. they'll still, you know, they played a lot of zone. I think Ohio State was 0-for-2 on throws 20 yards down the field. They drew a couple pass interference calls, but there were no shots that connected, and they made Ohio State work for it. So I think they'll still try that strategy, and they still have great players. But I think also Ohio State learned some lessons, you know. But Ohio State also a couple years ago, when they beat Notre Dame at the end of the game in 23, they really took away Marvin Harrison Jr. in that game. So there have been times where Ohio State says, you know, well, you can't force it to a guy, but we got to get to the ball to our playmakers. And there have been times when their best receivers have been taken away by good teams. Like, it's multiple times. But Ohio State won both those games. So I think there's a version of that that's possible again. That Smith.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Does not have a huge game, but to your point, affects the game every play because they're putting two guys on him and that leaves other stuff open.
At the end of this interview, can you power rank the idiot AP pollsters, and is John Wilner one of those? You don't have to answer that right now.
Oh, no. He's good. He and I were the only two who knew what we were doing when I was voting the AP poll. Everybody else is an idiot.
I love your theory on this. Love you, to me, have published the defining theory on how to do this and not rank it on past years. You start from scratch every year, which I think is actually ingenious. But Doug Lavery's joined us on the
hotline. How on earth can you start from scratch every single year, Doug? How can you not let last year or anything cloud your judgment at all?
I mean, you have perceptions of talent going into the season, but then once you get into the season, you don't let perceptions guide you. You go by what happens on the field, because in the end, results on the field is what determines your ballot in week 14. Why shouldn't it determine your ballot in week 2? And by the way, I don't vote anymore in the AP poll, and I'm sure people don't care about this, but like, I started doing that, whatever, 12 years ago and got a lot of attention for it. That's how the committee does it now. Like, that's what they say they do, right? And that's why people get mad when Indiana is ahead of Alabama. Because
you were ahead of your time.
I changed the face of college football, but anyway, no one cares about that.
Okay, Doug, Julian's saying you've seen a lot of new quarterbacks. It's like a new quarterback every year at Ohio State. Times have changed. How does he stack up, at least up to this point, with the hype, the buzz? What other guys of similar profile have looked at this time?
Yeah, I mean, I just keep comparing him to C.J. Stroud, right? That it's processing, quick release, accuracy, tight windows, right? Like, he can scoot a little bit if needed, but he's not a big physical guy. He's not going to kill you with his legs. So he's a throw-first dude. And the thing I just keep reminding people, and I went back and watched it this week, is C.J. Stroud, his first start on a Thursday night against Minnesota in 2021, he was like 8 of 12 for 50 yards in the first half and didn't complete a pass more than 10 yards down the field, right? Like, they were giving him easy throws. He threw behind Chris Olave for a pick in the middle of the field, and Ohio State was losing to Minnesota at halftime in C.J. Stroud's first start. He said he had jitters, right? I mean, it wasn't perfect because when you have a guy like that, it is about precision because you're a thrower and you're not just going to get out of the pocket and run for 30 yards on a scramble. So I think that's what Saiyan is. So, like, what did C.J. Stroud become? My gosh, he's a two-time Heisman finalist. He's number 2 pick in the draft. That's the range of potential that we're talking about with Julian Saiyan. But I don't think you're going to see all of that on Saturday. And I think it'll probably be a little shaky to start. And it's just, I think, when you have athleticism as a QB, it can bail you out when you're starting out. And this guy's going to be ripping throws, but that takes longer to come around. By November, I think he'll be there. I'm not sure he'll be there on Saturday.
Is Arch Manning overhyped?
No. I mean, he's the number one quarterback recruit in the country. I mean, he's a big physical guy. I mean, you know, again, honestly, I was kind of on the bandwagon of maybe if Texas makes a quarterback switch and goes to him for the playoff run next year, are they the defending national champions? I think it's possible. So, I think he's probably overhyped and properly hyped at the same time because, you know, if his name was Arch Mandorf, he'd still be a guy that everybody couldn't wait to see because he was the number one quarterback recruit in the country and he's a big physical guy who could run and throw. So that part of it would still be true. It's just that, you know, Peyton and Eli are good at making jokes. So then people are extra excited about it. But he's the real deal. He is.
Boy, that's interesting. It would have been a great experiment to change his name coming into college and then wearing a mustache. I think that would have been very interesting.
Because that's what Eli did for he did that thing, the little skit, right? Art should have done that for his whole life. Yeah.
I know
fake name.
Yeah, you've talked about the wide receivers. The running back room for Ohio State is interesting because you just lost two NFL dudes, you know, second round draft picks that we're hoping one of them can have a great career here, and they are loving the other one already in New England. Where do these guys stack up?
Yeah, you got to be careful. When Quinshon Judkins transferred to Ohio State, he was maybe the best running back in the SEC when he transferred. So they got C.J. Donaldson as a transfer for this team. He was the second best running back at West Virginia. So, like, it's not the same. He's probably, you know, he's maybe a little more of a physical back and that kind of thing. But, like, the 1A, 1B thing, like, you know, Donaldson's not Judkins. And then James Peoples as the young guy, he reminds people, I think, the way he runs a little bit of J.K. Dobbins. He's 5'10", a little bit of a bowling ball thing, keeps his legs churning, breaks some tackles. But, you know, Travion Henderson, as we all saw, when you got the ball in his hands in the right situation, he's a rocket ship, man. So you have to expect for a step back in the run game. You know, I think the offensive line's going to be good, but they're not going to be as dynamic with the ball in their hands as they were a year ago. Are they still good? Yeah. I think they'll run the ball effectively, but you just have to have like the right set of expectations.
Texas, Ohio State at noon. Are you watching LSU Clemson at 7:30 with the Browns in mind?
Yeah, I like Klubnik. I do not want Cleveland, like the Garrett Nussmeier experience. Like I can't handle all the Nuss talk. Too much Nuss. I don't watch it for that. But
What's your problem with him, Doug?
It's just SEC puffery. Everybody in the SEC is just puffed up. Go look at like the three best opponents he played last year. He threw for like 170 yards a game. So it's fine. Let the SEC puff up their guys. That's what they do. Do not sit there as a Browns fan and talk yourself into Garrett Nussmeier as your franchise savior.
Do you think that Texas and Ohio State should be a little bit less sensitive, like with the Dave Portnoy stuff, with horns down?
Horns down is, yeah, I think you don't have to have a rule against a hand gesture. The Portnoy stuff, I mean, this is, it is whatever. I haven't spent 5 seconds thinking about it. Fox needs Ohio State more than Ohio State needs Fox. And the Big Ten needs Ohio State more than Ohio State needs the Big Ten. So I just would caution Fox to maybe get out of the business of aggravating the most important part of its TV deal. It's not like they're going to leave in the middle of it, but when that TV deal's up, if this is the relationship, I don't know where it's going to go, but like if I were Fox, I would throw Ohio State a few more bones than they've thrown them.
I love that answer, and I can't thank you enough for your time. Folks, go subscribe.
Wait, hold on. Before you get the plug, are you going to be watching the pregame on Big Noon Kickoff, or are you going to be watching Lee Corso retiring after 38 years in the media?
Can I give you my honest answer?
Yeah.
Neither.
You're not going to like it. I don't watch him. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, I love college football. I analyze it all week. I'm privileged to do it for my job. I don't need to watch those guys talk about it. I know what I think.
Wow. Tough talking.
It's fine. It's for the people.
Kidding.
I love it.
I'm not.
I'm an old man. I'm a grumpy old man.
You're not grumpy.
Right before kickoff, he's going to put on headgear for the final time. People are going to be crying.
It's great. I know. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I'm sure I will. It'll on social media. I'll see the 30-second clip. But give me Julian Sand and Arch Manning and Anthony Hill and Colin Simmons and Austin Sarabelt and Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smith. That's my priority.
Doug, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you. The B-Gap, the Ohio State football with Bill and Doug. It's on Substack. Please subscribe to it right now. Lima just said something so crazy I have to tease it ahead. So, Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas.
The great Doug LaMaurice. Again, it's on Substack, the B-Gap. Go ahead, subscribe to it now. They're going to be crying.
I guarantee you there will be. I think Herbie will be crying.
And that's not who I'm talking about. You think there's going to be crying?
100%.
I think you don't know the audience.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.